السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge, and a good halal provision, and actions which are accepted. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Amin ya رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope that you all are doing well and that inshallah you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are continuing with Surah Al-Baqarah. So we are starting from the ayah where we left off, ayah number 104. And the lesson is until ayah 112, inshallah. So ayah number 104 to 112. So inshallah, we are just going to start off with the recitation first. So if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير أم تريدون أن تسألوا رسولكم كما سئل موسى من قبل ومن يتبدل الكفر بالإيمان فقد ضل سواء السبيل ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله إن الله بما تعملون بصير وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So it is ayah number 104 to 112, inshallah. So before we move on to the analysis, inshallah, we're just going to do a little bit of theory. And today we are going to learn one of the rules of Nun Sakin and Tanween. So this is something that we've touched upon when we were doing the Makharij of the Nun letter. And I just didn't want to introduce all of the rules at one time in one class because there are a few rulings and I didn't want to overwhelm with too much knowledge at once. So inshallah, now I would like to go back and just discuss one of the rules. So there are a total of 4 rules that come under Nun Sakin and Tanween. These rules are Idgham, Idhar, Ikhfa, and Iqlab. Okay, so these are the 4 names of the rulings that come under Nun Sakin and Tanween. Okay, so there are 4 rules. So today we are just going to do one of the rules. Okay, so these rules are known as Nun Sakin rules, meaning that there is a Nun that has a Sukun. Okay, Nun Sakin, meaning that there is a Nun with a Sukun. Okay, and then these rules also apply to Tanween. So these are the Nun Sakin and Tanween rules. Okay, so for Nun Sakin, if there is a Nun with a Sukun, and also if there is a Tanween. So when there is a Tanween, there are 2 harakat, like N, In, Un. Okay, these are the sounds that the Tanween has. The reason why Tanween also has Nun Sakin rules is because whenever there is a Tanween Fatha, for example, on a letter, let's say we have the letter Alif, and there is a Tanween Fatha, we are going to pronounce this Alif as N. Okay, N, In, Un. So you can hear that there is a Nun Sakin sound, N, In, Un. Even though this is a Tanween, there is that Nun Sakin sound. So this is why Nun Sakin and Tanween both have the same rules. Okay, so the first rule, inshallah, that we're going to discuss is the rule of Idhar. Idhar is from the word Zahara. Okay, Zahara. Zahara means to make clear. So Idhar is to make clear. Why is this rule called idhar? Because when we have this rule, we make the nun sound clear. Okay? So how do we know if a nun sound or a tanween sound has idhar? So whenever we have nun sakin or we have tanween, we have an, in, un, or we have nun with a sukun, and it is followed by any of the throat letters, then the sound of nun is going to be pronounced clearly. Okay, with no ghunna, meaning that it'll be completely clear. Min indi. So here you can hear in min, the nun sound is very clear. You can hear it that it's very prominent. Okay, and this is the rule of idhar. So again, nun sakin or tanween followed by any of the throat letters. And we've learned the throat letters before when we were doing the makharij. It is the first general area that we learned. So again, just a small reminder, what are the throat letters? The throat letters are Hamza, Ha, Ain, Ha, غين خا. Okay, so these six letters come from the throat. So whenever we have noon sakin or we have a tanween followed by any of the throat letters, hamza ha, ain ha, ghain kha, then the noon is going to have idhar. The noon is going to be pronounced dhahara. It's going to be pronounced like very clearly. Okay, no ghunna. It's going to be completely clear. So some examples. So we have tanhar. An'amta. So here, for example, when we have Surah Al-Fatiha, we have an'amta alayhim. So here, an'amta, we hear that an sound, that is noon sakin. Following noon sakin, we have the letter ayn, which is part of the throat letters, hamzaha ayn. An'amta, so the noon is very clear. Again, we have narun hamia. So we have tanween followed by a throat letter. We have ha, hamza ha, ayn ha. So ha is part of the throat letters. Whenever we have the throat letter with tanween or a noon sakin, it is going to be pronounced clearly. Qawlin illa, very clear noon sound. Shakiran alima, so here it's very clear. And noon is also part of lin umar. It is part of the tawassut letters. So we are also going to apply tawassut. We are resting upon this noon sound. So there is a very, very easy way to spot a noon sakin idhar in the Quran. And that is that the noon sakin will have a very clear sukoon on top of it. So sometimes you will note that the noon does not have any sign on it. So there will be a noon, but it's completely blank. There is no fatha, no dhamma, no kasra, no shadda, nothing on the noon. But in this case, if there is a letter with idhar, if there is a noon sakin with idhar, you will very clearly see that there is a sukoon on top of the noon. So if you see a noon sakin with a sukoon on top, you see the symbol of a sukoon, which is like a small curved hook, then you will clearly pronounce the noon, and then this noon will have idhar. It's going to be clearly pronounced. And inshallah, I am going to point out the idhar that come within this lesson, so you can practically see what an idhar letter looks like. And inshallah, I want you to note the way that you can see the sukoon, and inshallah, this will help you identify some of the idhar letters as well. So inshallah, let's move on to the analysis. We are going to start with ayah 104. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. So here, ya ayyuha, this is a four count mad. La taqulu ra'ina. So here is the letter ayn. Ayn is from the throat. Wa qulu. So qaf is permanently heavy. Unzurna. Wasma'u, so ayn again is from the throat. Walil kafirina, lam is a letter of tawassut. Adhabun alim. So here we have a tanween. So again, we are looking for noon sakin and tanween followed by one of the throat letters. So what are the throat letters? Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. So here I see the word alim. Alim is with a hamza, and hamza is part of the throat letters. So if we have noon sakin or tanween followed by a throat letter, this is going to be idhar. The noon sound is going to be very clear. So I'm going to say adhabun alim. So there is a adhabun, very clear noon sound. Okay, so this is idhar because there is a tanween followed by one of the throat letters. Okay, for the next ayah, مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Ra in this case is heavy. مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. So here again we are looking for tanween or noon sakin. And here I see that there is a noon sakin followed by a hamza. Hamza is part of the throat letters. Hamza ha, عَيْنْ هَا, غَيْنْ خَا. So here this is going to be idhar. Noon is going to be pronounced clearly. مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. وَلَلْمُشْرِكِينَ أَن يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ. عَيْنْ is from the throat. مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Again, I see that there is a tanween with a noon sakin. So here there is a noon sakina, and you can see on your mushaf that there is a sukoon on top of the noon. So you should see that it's not blank. There is a sukoon on top of the noon. And because there is the sukoon, this is a clear indication this is idhar. If you don't see that there is a sukun, or if you have trouble spotting the sukun, you can just look at the next letter. And the next letter is kha. Kha, is it a throat letter? Yes, it is. So one of the throat letters, hamzaha, ainha, ghain, kha. Kha is a throat letter, so this is going to be idhar. Noon is going to be very clearly pronounced. Alaykum min khayrim min rabbikum. And then here in mir rabbikum, you can see, for example, that there is no sukun on the noon. So we are not going to pronounce the noon clearly, just so you can see the difference between idhar noon and then a letter of noon sakin that is not idhar. So wallahu yakhtasu, wallahu, Allah in this case is heavy. Yakhtasu, kha and sad are both heavy. Bi rahmatihi, ra is heavy. Man yasha, this is a four count med. Wallahu, Allah in this case is heavy. Dhul fadlil, dha is heavy. Fadlil azim, lam is a letter of tawassut, and dha is permanently heavy. Ma nansakh min ayatin, again I see this is idhar. There is a noon followed by hamza, which is a throat letter. Min ayatin, so here we have tanween followed by another throat letter, hamza. Hamza is part of hamzaha, ainha, ghainha, so these are the throat letters. Whenever we have noon sakin or tanween followed by a throat letter, it is going to be idhar. So here a noon sound is very clear. Min ayatin aw nun siha. So here a noon sound is very clear. Na'ti bi khayrin. Kha is permanently heavy. Minha, noon sakin followed by ha, which is a throat sound. This is going to be idhar. And then this is also a four count med. Minha aw mithliha. Alam ta'alam, mim and ayn are both tawassut, and allaha, Allah is heavy. Ala kulli shay'in qadir, ra in this case is heavy when you end. Alam ta'alam, mim and ayn are both letters of tawassut. And allaha, Allah is heavy. Mulku samawati wal ard, ra and dad are both heavy. Wa ma lakum min dunillahi, Allah in this case is light. Min dunillahi. مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ صَاد is heavy, رَا is light. أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ رَا in this case is heavy, ميم has توسط. كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلْ قَاف is heavy, بَا is a letter of قَلْقَلَى كُتُبْ جَدْ. وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ لَام is a letter of توسط. بِالْإِيمَانِ لَام has توسط. فَقَدْ قَا is a heavy letter, دَال is a letter of قَلْقَلَى كُتُبْ جَدْ. Dalla, dad is heavy. Sawa as-sabil, this is a four count med. Wadda kathirum min ahli al-kitab. So again, we have a letter of idhar. There is a clear noon. There is a clear sakin on the noon, and then this is followed by the letter hamza, which is a throat letter. Min ahli al-kitabi. So here, this is a letter of idhar. لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِمْ بَعْدِ. So here on the noon there is a small meme. So we are going to change the noon sound to a meme. مِمْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Meme is a letter of tawassut. كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا. So here there is a tanween followed by a throat letter. Ha. مِنْ عِنْدِ. So again this is idhar. أَنفُسِهِمْ مِمْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ. Qaf is a letter of qalqala. Fa'afu, ayn is a letter of tawassut. Wasfahu, sad is heavy. Hatta yati allahu, Allah is heavy. Bi'amrih, inna allaha, Allah is heavy. Ala kulli shay'in qadir, qaf is heavy. Wa aqimu salah, qaf is heavy, sad is heavy. Wa atu zakah, wa ma tuqaddimu, qaf is heavy. Li anfusikum min khayrin. So here again, this is idhar. It is noon sakin followed by a letter of the throat. Tajiduhu inda Allah, Allah is heavy. Inna Allaha, Allah is heavy. Bima ta'amaluna basir, sad is heavy. Waqalu, qaf is heavy. Lan yadkhula, dal is a letter of qalqala, kutub jad. Illa man kana hudan aw nasara, this is a tanween followed by a throat letter hamza. Nasara, sad is heavy, ra is heavy. Tilka amaniyuhum, qul hatu burhanakum, ra in this case is heavy. In kuntum sadiqin, sad is heavy, qaf is heavy. Bala man aslama, so here this is a letter of idhar, noon sakin followed by a throat letter, hamza. وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ Allah in this case is heavy. وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ Ra in this case is heavy. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ Kha is heavy. عَلَيْهِمْ عَيْنِ is from the throat. Mim is a letter of tawassut. وَلَا هُمْ Mim is a letter of tawassut. يَحْزَنُونَ And then we are ending on a four count mad. So inshallah, that was a brief introduction on the letters of idhar. So again, this is a noon sakin rule. It is one of four. And inshallah, we will come back to idhar. I just wanted to introduce this. And inshallah, as we read, we will get more practice noticing which letters have idhar, noticing the signs of idhar, and we will get better at spotting these words that have idhar of noon sakin and tanween. So inshallah, we will come back to this. So if you are confused, this will not be the first time that you're hearing this. We will go over again and again, and then inshallah, we will also learn the other three rules. So idgham, ikhfa, and iqlab. So inshallah, today we did do idhar, and then we will come back to idhar, and then we will also go on to some of the other rulings. So inshallah, that is our class for today. So it is now time for the tafsir portion. So I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.